What was going through your head, I mean, as a rabbi, what was going through your head when you heard the news on Saturday about the attack?
Shock and grief. You know, these are the kind of things that you know happen, but this brought it very, very close to home. And I know Squirrel Hill, you know, of course, I'm familiar with Pittsburgh to some extent. And so that was our dominant emotion. It was just a terrible, terrible experience.
And so, given the incident, have you guys here taken any thought to reassessing or rethinking sort of what security protocols you guys have in place?
As a matter of fact, this morning, a number of emails went back and forth among our board members because we're going to be taking up this subject with the other participants in the building very shortly.
And what are some of the ideas that have started to accumulate?
Sure. Well, one idea, of course, is having adequate surveillance cameras, which we do not at this point. That's one of the things. But we'll discuss various possibilities. You know, I can't say that we're committed to it at this point, but may require some police presence at times. But again, I don't want to come across as if we've decided anything. It's just part of the mix of what we will be considering.
Is this the first time you guys have considered these major changes?
They have been on the back burner for years, really since 9/11. They've been on the back burner. But I think that the incident that occurred this weekend at Tree of Life Synagogue has brought things to a point I wouldn't say urgency, but certainly brought them to the very forefront of our thinking.
And how is your experiences going forward altered by this sort of incident?
I don't think that our experience will be altered much. In one sense, we give a victory to those who hate us when we alter our programs or allow ourselves to be very nervous and upset about such things. That can be self-defeating and very counterproductive and self-defeating. But I think one response is that we recognize even more poignantly just the fragility of life, even in a democracy such as the United States. And there is a rise of anti-Semitism worldwide, which, you know, has actually been happening for years and years. It's nothing new. But all these things become very present when we have something like this occur.
And what was security sort of like around here? What is it? I know you talked about going to the changes this morning. What sort of, I guess, maybe lackings or what? How would you describe the security around here?
I would describe the security as somewhat relaxed. I mean, aside from obviously locking doors appropriately, we have pretty adequate parking lot lighting, you know, those kind of obvious things. But really, we haven't given a whole lot of thought in any active any kind of active way up until this point, but we are going to begin the discussion at our next board meeting.
And have you heard any sort of requests from worshipers?
Yes.
Such as?
Yes. Oh, just, you know, what do you guys think? Should we give some attention to these matters now? Nothing specific. No congregants have suggested anything in any specific terms, but, you know, just urging the board to really give attention to this matter in light of what's occurred.
Now, in response, did you guys organize or are planning on organizing some sort of, form of response to what happened for your worshipers?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's so interesting. I was just formulating it now as you walked in. You know, I've already had written to our board and corresponded with our board members about, you know, how to interpret the events and how not to. But I'm going to be writing to the congregation today.
Mm-hmm. And sending out a wide message.
Yeah.
What will the message be to your work?
Well, the message will be, number one, just to acknowledge and validate people's sense of grief and loss. But I think I'm also going to urge people to recognize that we want to be careful about overreactions. That from our theological standpoint, God is very real. His protection is real. That we don't want to develop a kind of secular mindset, because it's not necessary and doesn't fit our worldview, that God is real and that we can come to him and ask for wisdom as to how to keep ourselves protected, but also an overarching sense that life is in his hands, just to kind of counterbalance the kind of groupthink that can occur when things occur along these lines, which can cause overreactions. I remember when Y2K happened, and there were some people who were very nervous and thinking that the world was going to fall apart because of the inadequacies in the computer. The computers couldn't handle the date change. And people were calling, you know, were just very, very nervous. And our reaction at that point is, well, let's see. You know, let's see. Let's keep our eyes open. Let's see. But I think we would have made some bad decisions had we overreacted at that point. Because there can be, at a time of tragedy or potential tragedy, a kind of group dynamic, groupthink dynamic, which we want to avoid. So I want, again, I want to be very clear. I want to validate people's concern. I want to validate our sense of grief and loss and our commitment to the Jewish community at large. I think one thing I want to mention is I want to talk about how let's respond by becoming better Jews and better human beings ourselves as a response, because that kind of redemptive, positive response is within our purview, within our power to do, and something that I think God would have us do at this moment.